Om Ajnanati Madanasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
The verse from Mundaku Upanishad that Tadviknanartam Sa Gurum Eva Vigachchet, that one must approach a guru. And you can take this that must be your feeling if you're going to see a guru. Most people in the world can't see a guru anywhere. They can search high and low, but they can't see a guru, they can't find a guru, because they don't really want a guru. The people who find a guru are people who must have a guru. It's such an intense desire within their heart that I need help. I can't go another step in this world. They've realized the complexities of material life, and they realize that I can't get out of it on my own. They say, I have to find a guru or I'll die here. Like Dhruva Maharaj's determination was so great that Narada Muni appeared. And Prabhupada indicates that if you want a guru like Narada Muni, you better have a desire like Dhruva Maharaj. And this is the important point, that I must develop such a burning desire, because one who has that is helped personally by the Lord. Tesham satati yuktanam pachitam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupyantite. Those who have this intention and desire to serve the Lord, to surrender to Krishna, are helped personally by Krishna within the heart. Why wouldn't he help? It's his own intention. He's known as the best friend of all living entities. And he's right there next to the soul within the heart. And therefore, even the slightest inkling, redundant, even an inkling of desire towards his service, towards finding out who he is, even if you have no idea who he is or how to find him, is rewarded by Krishna from within the heart. Gajendra was an elephant, and Prahlad Maharaj remembered him before he began to speak. Prahlad Maharaj was pushed forward as a candidate to pacify Lord Nrisimhadev, because Lord Nrisimhadev was so angry that even the demigods, after all their beautiful prayers in Sanskrit, could not pacify the Lord. So they said, Prahlad, you try. The 5-year-old boy pushed into the cage of a lion. And then Prahlad said, what can I say? I'm just a boy. Not only that, I was born in a demoniac family. I don't know Sanskrit. I don't have the qualification like everyone else does. And then he remembered Gajendra, the elephant. And he said, Bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayutapai. That Gajendra, he had bhakti. Even he was an elephant. And because with sincerity he offered his prayers to the Lord, Krishna answered, and Krishna liberated him. Bhaktya tutosha. He satisfied the Lord by this bhakti, by his full-on intention that I'm surrendering now to the Lord. Of course, he had a crocodile on his leg, and that helps. But everyone has a crocodile on their leg. Admit it. Everyone tries, I don't have a crocodile on my leg. Well, if you don't now, you will later. And Gajendra said, I know pure devotees, they don't ask for anything, but I do have a crocodile on my leg now. And please help. These moments are especially rare in this life to have an opportunity. When do I get an opportunity? One time in this life to actually with my full heart say, I surrender, that I'm giving up, and that I will serve you, Krishna. When do I get one opportunity in this lifetime? Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami says, better have this one moment of full clarity that this is what I'm going to do than a whole lifetime of pretense. What's the use? So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives the key, which is Daivahiyesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Durakteya Mameva Ye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. This material nature, as we've just heard in detail, is difficult to overcome. But There it is. You have to have a spiritual attorney. Is that? It's right here. That's what a guru is, like the Prabhupada said. It's like an attorney. It's like you go in the office, I'm really in trouble. I have crocodile on my leg. I have bills to pay, and I don't know how I'll ever pay them. What am I going to do? It's like, okay, let me go through the books here, see what your case is. Yes, you're absorbed in material life, life after life. You're in a very difficult situation. Krishna says that it's very difficult to overcome. But, and then suddenly your life has new meaning. It's like, oh, there's a clause here. There's a way out. I've never heard this before. But if you surrender to me, you can easily cross beyond it. Oh, what a relief.
Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, hey! Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman.